Hi there, it's Drew Schaffert, the EMS fellow at SWRP. I'm joined today with Patty Sin and Duane Cattell, the pre-hospital care specialists. We're going to be reviewing some of the changes to the ALS in preparation for the enforced date of July 17, 2017. We're going to start with reviewing the hypoglycemia medical directive.
Perfect. Thanks, Drew. What are the changes to the directives?
So the big change to the hypoglycemia medical directive is the addition of D10. This addition was incorporated into the patient care equipment standards. The addition of D10 is going to be a service-by-service addition, so some services are going to use D10 and some services are going to continue to use D50. The rationale for this change is that managing patients with hypoglycemia with D50 can sometimes lead to hyperglycemia, and some patients don't actually need as big of a bolus of dextrose with D50 as they've been getting so far. So that's why D10 has been added for a more gentle approach to hypoglycemia.
And how does this affect our practice out in the field on a daily basis?
So again, the addition of D10 is going to be a service-by-service addition. Some services aren't going to have it, and some will. For PCPs, if your service does not carry D10, then carry on D50 as per previous. However, if your service carries D10, then the directive states to administer 2 mils per kilogram to a maximum of 100 mils for those over 2 years or greater, and 2 doses of that can be given at 10-minute intervals. For ACPs, if your service does not carry D10, then carry on with the current directive. Feel free to dilute to D10 and D25 as appropriate. However, if your service does carry D10, then the directive states to administer 2 mils per kilogram to a maximum of 100 mils for those 30 days of age or greater, and a maximum of 50 mils, or again, 2 mils per kilogram for those less than 30 days of age. And again, 2 doses can be given at 10-minute intervals.
Just a reminder that the changes to this directive have an enforced date of July 17, 2017.